You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
A new women's prison is being built in Chesterfield, Burlington County. It will replace the embattled Edna Mahan women's prison. The Mahan facility has been slated to close for several years since a series of scandals alleged physical and sexual abuse of prisoners. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more on this.
After decades of scandals, abuse, and a physically deteriorating building, Governor Phil Murphy announced the closure in 2021. Since then, the state has made changes to ensure none of that happens again. Department of Corrections Commissioner Victoria Kuhn says it will be a state-of-the-art facility designed with rehabilitation in mind.
When the doors of this new facility open, the foundation for its success will have already been poured with the reforms that we have implemented.
Governor Phil Murphy says the 33-acre campus will have multiple buildings for different purposes.
Simply put, this new correctional facility will help provide greater dignity and humanity to the women who live within its walls without sacrificing one speck of the requisite security.
Completion is projected for 2028. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.